You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. One of the cornerstones of the COVID-19 response is contact tracing, when teams of people get in touch with workplaces and close contacts of people who have tested positive. Governor Gavin Newsom has required every county health department to take on 15 contact tracers for every 100,000 residents. But are counties following through? An article published last week in the policy outlet CalMatters says no, specifically Merced County. FM89's health reporter Carrie Klein spoke with the article's author, Rebecca Sohn, to learn more.
So we contacted, I think, 27 counties. 21 got back to us. And out of all of those counties, Merced was the only one who told us that they weren't doing contact tracing. So they weren't reaching out to any close contacts of people, and they also weren't attempting to do that. So I think there's definitely a difference between a county that's sort of struggling based on, you know, how many contact tracers they actually have and what's realistic, based on a county like Merced who just is not trying at this point to reach out to anyone.
Right. Okay. So they confirmed that when you submitted a Public Records Act request to all of these counties.
I actually didn't. So
weren't Public Records Act requests. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to clarify. I sent them an email, as I did with many other counties, and they responded that they would prefer to have me talk on the phone with someone. So I talked on the phone with Kristen Sullivan, who is their county supervising epidemiologist, and she told me that they didn't have the ability to do contact tracing and that they felt that at this point, contact tracing was ineffective because the outbreak was not contained and so many people had been exposed, so they weren't attempting to do contact tracing. And that was a unique response. I didn't get that sort of response from any other county, that they had completely given up.
Right. So you confirmed this through emailing with the county and a conversation, and you had this epidemiologist on the record saying that contact tracing is not happening or is no longer happening in Merced County.
Absolutely. Yeah, she said that numerous times. And I called her again. I had another interview with her, and I also had a third interview with her to sort of confirm that information. And sometimes she would call what they were doing minimal contact tracing, but all of the information was confirmed through these multiple interviews. She was very transparent, and I felt it was pretty clear that they weren't doing contact tracing as most people would understand contact tracing.
Right. Okay. Well, we can talk more about the difference between minimal contact tracing and maybe the more formal definition of it. I'll come back to that a little bit later. But I also want to talk about the other folks that you spoke to for this story. In particular, you had spoken with a man named Hugo Garcia. He works at an almond processing plant, has a really tragic story. Tell me about his story and what that means about not having contact tracing.
Right. So first, I want to clarify that I didn't actually speak to Hugo Garcia. A reporter named Nadia Lopez, who contributed to the story, actually interviewed him. And mm-hmm. she's a reporter at the Fresno Bee.
Right.
And I'm very thankful for her for contributing great community reporting. She did a great job. So he works at an almond processing plant, as you said, and his plant, basically everyone ended up getting infected with the virus. And he did as well, but the plant was eventually closed, but they sort of waited until everyone was infected to sort of close it. And his employer did know that people were coming down with the virus, but told them to sort of carry on anyway. And he ended up giving the virus to his mother, unfortunately, who ended up passing away. And I think that that kind of situation is what would be avoided if true contact tracing was happening, because a public health official could have called him and told him, hey, please quarantine. And also everyone else in the plant would have been told as soon as they've been exposed, instead of being told by their employer, hey, you've been exposed, but keep working.
And so Garcia himself claims that the county never asked him where he works or who else he'd come into contact with while he was infectious.
Right. Yes. He says that they never asked him any questions besides briefly asking him about his symptoms. But he says that they never asked him about where he works, who he came into contact with, his family members, anything like that. He says they didn't ask him any questions like that.
Right. Okay. So you have these people corroborating this fact that there's no contact tracing there. You have Garcia and then also this county epidemiologist. And yet the county has officially disagreed with your reporting, correct? Tell me about the county's response to the story.
Yeah. So after the story was published, I believe they sent out a press release on Friday saying that the story misrepresented, I think that's the word they use, information about contact tracing, and that they sort of listed various points that they were calling people, that they were helping them identify their contacts, that they were informing employers. They actually didn't say that they are informing close contacts because they're not. When we followed up with them, they also confirmed this. So I think that what it comes down to is they say what they're doing counts as contact tracing. And according to the CDC and to many different epidemiologists, it doesn't.
Right. Tell me more about that. So especially since you said that, you know, they at one point referred to this as minimal contact tracing, you know, if that is the case, or even if it's zero contact tracing, what is the difference between that and what the CDC calls for?
The CDC says in their requirements that public health staff begin contact tracing by warning those exposed individuals of their potential exposure as rapidly and sensitively as possible. And the CDC also specifies that that is one of the core principles of contact tracing and case investigation that must always be adhered to. They have this list of principles that have to be adhered to for it to be true contact tracing. And that is one of them. And they're not adhering to that principle.
And so as you report on this, on contact tracing efforts in general, I mean, what is the overall importance of this part of the COVID-19 response? I mean, we've been hearing from many counties, even those who have hired the number of tracers that are required by the governor, that they're just struggling to keep up with all of these rising positive cases. Is it still a relevant tool in fighting the virus?
Well, I definitely think it's true that, you know, as many epidemiologists I've spoken to have said, like, contact tracing is a really valuable tool, but it's also one that has not historically been utilized at the numbers that we're seeing with COVID-19. So I definitely recognize that it is really challenging to, you know, do this contact tracing, especially if, you know, the initial interview takes half an hour to 45 minutes, and then the follow-up with each contact takes an hour or maybe more. You know, I recognize that it's really resource intensive, but I think that, you know, according to every expert I've spoken to, contact tracing is really a crucial tool to, you know, help combat this pandemic. You know, we don't have a vaccine. We don't have a lot of concrete medical treatments. So our best chance at reducing numbers of this virus is testing, tracing, and containing outbreaks. And that's all we can do. So yes, I do think that it is still extremely effective. And I also will say that I think there's a difference between, as I said, counties who are struggling to keep up, which I think is definitely a valid problem and one that's completely understandable, and then counties like Merced who have just given up trying to do contact tracing, not even doing it on some people, just determining that it's not useful anymore when public health knowledge really doesn't back up that claim.
Okay, Rebecca Sohn of Cal Matters, thank you so much for speaking with me, and good luck with the rest of your reporting.
Yeah, thank you so much.